This is Scott Owen with the Asheville FM News Team, and I've been joined in the studio by Quentin Miller, who is running for sheriff of Buncombe County. Quentin, thank you very much for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
We'll start off by getting to know a little bit about you personally. If you could tell me, how long have you lived in this area in Buncombe County?
Well, I was born and raised in here in Asheville. Went to Asheville High School, and I later would join the military. I spent 24 years with the Asheville Police Department and currently have 8 officers who work for me, currently as a sergeant. I've tell you a little bit about my personal life. Is I've been married to my wife, Karen, for 31 years. That's basically a little bit about me. And I will only add to that that Karen and I both have fostered over 100 foster kids in the past 10 years or so.
Fostered over 100 children?
Yes.
So what made you decide to run for sheriff?
Well, I think there's I'm going to call it a void, and I say a void between the community and the policing. I would like to see us more united and have the community help us actually enforce the laws and help us, you know, straighten up some of the things that currently, crisis that we currently have.
And so what other issues, there's the issue of community relations. What other issues do you plan to highlight in your campaign?
Well, one of those is about the jail. One of the issues there at the jail.
Okay.
We also have opiates.
What do you mean of the issue of the jail?
Well, currently at the jail, there's recently we've had a death at the jail, and we've now had to adjust for as having a full-time person there for as a paramedic there full-time now. So that's been an upgrade there. And I would just like to see all of us at the jail have training as far as being able to recognize when someone comes in there, not only with, you know, the mental illnesses, but also mostly the drug situation and, you know, needing assistance. So when I say I speak up to you about the jail, I'm speaking about the training of the officers and being able to provide them the necessary training that they can be able to assist, you know, people when they come there in crisis.
All right. Thank you, sir. Is there something else that you'd like to accomplish if you're elected to sheriff?
Well, I would like to look at de-escalation, you know, making sure that officers are properly trained on de-escalation training. There's stats and data out there that proves that, you know, de-escalation training is, I would like to say, modernization and move to, 21st century policing. Mm-hmm. Then we will now look at our officers, we would have the public look at us as guardians opposed to warriors.
Thank you for that. The mayor recently noted last year on the campaign trail that no city in North Carolina is a sanctuary city because the counties run the jails. Would you support Buncombe County in being named a sanctuary county? And to what extent would your office work with ICE?
Well, I think that there's policies and regulations currently there in place. Some things it's not really, I just have to follow what the guidelines say. So we would support and do what we need to do as far as ICE is concerned. And I'm not sure about the sanctuary piece of that, because part of the jail thing, which, you know, we may speak of later, is I would like to see us do something different in the jail as far as helping people not be in jail. So I would have to look into that further.
All right. Do you believe that there is a trust issue with law enforcement and people in the community, especially the people in communities of color? And if so, how would you go about building some trust?
Well, I would tell you that not only do I think there's an issue of trust in the minority communities, I think there's an issue overwhelmingly with a lot of the community and policing. So a lot of that has to speak to the 21st century policing, which President Obama had a task force put together in 2015.
Right.
And a lot of that is saying that we need to come together as a community with law enforcement, with our local government, and decide how we can address our issues and problems that we have. But we must first do that by simply sitting down and having what I would term real conversations. Conversations that's going to cross some lines of being realistically true with each other. And so I think part of how we address that is the oversight, you know, by our community And part of my thoughts would be, how do we have the community help us hire people? How can the community help us promote our deputies? So I'm interested in us having an office of the sheriff that is the community's. So I want us to work together to address all our issues, and I think we can do that together with all those three bodies.
Are you saying you'd like to have like a community representative, something of that nature, in the sheriff's department? Is that what I'm hearing?
Well, let me be very clear that I would like to see us do more, because currently we have at the sheriff's office, they have a body of people from the community that helps the sheriff with issues like excessive force, look at, you know, policies. But I want us to do more.
Okay.
I want us to have the community people at the table. And when I say at the table, let them be at the table when we're making these decisions. How we're going to spend money? What's our next option? How are we moving? So in order for us to do that, it's not just to have a representative coming out the community talking to you. I want you at the table when you're making decisions. And part of that is, how do we hire people? You know, let's let the community help us hire the next deputies. Let's have the community help us promote the next deputies. So I not only don't want them at the table, I want to be active participants of the process.
I hear you. So you're not just talking about policy. You're talking about the actual officers themselves and the quality of the officers.
The services that they're providing the community. Yes.
Thank you. The open data policing website that tracks all traffic stops in North Carolina indicates a definitive and clear racial profile across all counties in the state. As sheriff, what are your plans to address this issue?
Good question. I think the data is there. When we start looking at the traffic stops, you know, we just need to hold each other accountable by our traffic stops. Currently, there are body cams, worn cameras available. So when there's a traffic stop made, you know, we can always go back and view the stop and see if the officer actually had probable cause or reason to stop a person. So I think that would help us in addressing some of the issues that the data is currently showing us. So I would be pro body-worn cameras for all deputies.
I think you maybe answered part of this next question. Some counties in North Carolina have adopted local policy revisions to reduce the disproportionate rate of African Americans and people of color being pulled over and searched, such as prioritizing regulatory stops and requiring written consent when someone is stopped. Do you think these types of policy revisions are effective?
I'm not sure if the data would suggest that they are, in fact, successful at this point. I think I would be interested in going into different studies, getting the data, because we want to be able to, you know, be the best practices, you know, use the best practices for us. And not only just jumping into things, we want to get the data, we want to evaluate it, and then move forward from there. So I'm not really sure if I'm answering your question, but I am interested in us moving forward in ways that are the best practices.
Right. In your opinion, what are the most effective forms of accountability regarding racial equity within the Buncombe County Sheriff's Office?
Well, let's look at a little of this about how do we now look at our culture. You know, we use policies, we use cameras, we use different things to address how we deal with people. I would like to see us not only, you know, helping that. In fact, we police people as if they're our own. In other words, take ownership to the areas we're policing, be out in the community with the people that we're policing, allow them to help us, you know, with the job of policing. I just think the task and the modernizations that we're in now, or the times we're in now, we're going to need us as a community to address a lot of our crises and issues right now.
At the end of your first term as Buncombe County Sheriff, what is going to be different with the relationship of law enforcement and the people, especially the communities of color?
I think once we get in and we have accountability, we have people joining us at the table to help, you know, with decisions, and have them see that we're following through as a group. Now, we don't want to show up telling you what you need. We want to show up to help you with your needs. So we're going to need the community's input, law enforcement input, and the local government, county commissioners. You know, so we need them at the table, along with law enforcement and our community, because let's be realistic here. The items and issues we're facing now, we didn't get here alone. We're not going to solve them alone. You know, we're going to need help. We can't say it's all a law enforcement thing now. No, it's all of our thing now. Our young people are dying, okay? Mm-hmm. And we're sitting around, and I'm not saying this here, sitting around, but we thought pointing fingers here, there, and everywhere.
You mean everyone is pointing
fingers. Yes. Mm-hmm. And I'm saying we have to come to the table, you know, and really look at this thing in a manner that says that we're going to do something. We're going to come up with solutions. So I would like to say that we would have a group of folks dedicated to making a change in Buncombe County, dedicated to making us a better community, and more so dedicated to making us a better, you know, sheriff's office. And that's by being, you know, as they would use the term, transparent.
Right.
I like to use the term, I'm going to be in my neighborhood because I'm part of it. So I want you to embrace, own your community.
Well, I'm hearing you advocate very strongly for citizen input here. Do you support the construction of the new Buncombe County Jail?
No. I cannot song and dance that. I'm not supporting that. I would like us to look at this as a community. So currently we use data from the third grade to determine if we're going to build a new prison. The data is on behaviors, test scores of students or young people in the third grade.
Oh, you mean third grade in school? You're
third grade
looking
in school.
At the students in school to determine
if you're going to build a prison.
Later on, I
right.
See. Okay.
So what that tells me is that we have identified that there's a problem in the third grade, right? But we choose to address it by building a prison some 5, 10, 15 years later. Why don't we take this funds and now go to the third grade with different programs and try to effect change there? And we currently have county commissioners now who are, some of which are even looking at the younger people and doing different programs, you know, in K through 5, I would call it kindergarten, and they're doing this. And so I'm more pro, let's use our funds somewhere else, opposed to building a new jail. Okay, so to answer your question, no, I'm not for the jail.
Well, thank you very much for that. Will you support a wider crisis intervention team training for police officers and sheriffs to handle mental health concerns and with de-escalation versus the use of force?
Again, you know, if we look at President Obama's task force,
right,
and what they was tasked with, my platform is parallel to President Obama's task force. And when I say it's parallel, you know, when we first started this, we talked about de-escalation. We talked about modernization. We talked about being more of what President Obama had outlined for us to do. And I'm happy to say that some of the other candidates are now moving that way themselves about modernization and de-escalation. I just wanted to say, you know, we came out here with it. We've been steadfast on it, and we're not going to change. You know, when we start talking about crisis intervention, I believe all law enforcement officers should be trained, and that includes the detention. When we talk about de-escalation, again, all of us, which includes detention. So I'm even wanting the community to come and look at some of this training, right, to see if we can even improve on what we're currently doing. You know, let's do the case studies. Let's do, again, what's the best practices to make this thing even better. I don't want us to be locked into thinking that one part is the answer to all, because we know it's not. Okay, so why don't we go with the version that we're looking for outcomes that we can use the data to show us that we're using the best practices. So, yes, to CIT, we call it CIT crisis intervention, and yes, to the ever-growing need of mental health, you know, services. So I just really feel that as a sheriff agency, we can, you know, getting conversations or dialogue about who's supposed to do what. We got to do this thing as a community. Once again, I'm back at the same place. How are we going to do this thing together?
Right. You keep coming back to the role back of the community in all this. Recently, U.S. Attorney General Jeff Sessions said quote, the sheriff is a critical part of the Anglo-American heritage of law enforcement, end quote, to the National Sheriff's Association in Washington. Do you agree with Sessions' statement?
Well, let's do this, okay? This is kind of touchy, but I'm just going to go on record now saying that Jeff Sessions is also the individual who's taken down some of President Obama's task force 21st century. Same thing I've been telling you, been talking about today. He's also one of the gentlemen who said, hey, they're taking the sites down so you can't exhibit this anymore. So one of my questions is why? You know, this was not a study done by me. This is a study done by all professionals all over the country, and they've come out with these best practices. And then we're going to take this down? That sounds strange to me. You know, and so when we start looking at, you know, what the Attorney General is saying, he also spoke about law enforcement. You know, law enforcement kind of puts us in a box. I'm talking about policing. Law enforcement says that I'm going to enforce the laws that are out there on the book. Policing says, hey, how do we find solutions to our problems? See, I don't want to be held to just this, this, and this. There's other ways to get this done. Okay? So what I'm saying to us is I'm about policing, about officers being accountable, being out in the community, not having a position on what they're going to be faced with. We need people that's going to go out there and meet each one of us on the level that we are and deal with our problems as individuals, not as this constant thing. And when we do this, we have to have one other understanding that sometimes lawing people or putting them in, incarcerating people, is a start of a new process for them. So please understand that I am not saying that I'm not going to put no one in jail. I'm simply saying we have to do this thing now in a different way. It's a modern time. It's not, we cannot arrest our way out of our situations.
Right. Thank you very much for that. Is there something else that you'd like people to know about your candidacy then?
Well, I just like people to know that I spoke earlier about the 24 years that I spent in the National Police Department. And the reason I bring this back up is I've seen a lot and done a lot in these 24 years. And I still come back to the constant that we have to help people. Law enforcement should be about us helping our community. It's not us arresting our community. So when I speak to you about changing us from the warrior mentality to a guardian, I speak to you about from being intimidators to protectors. It's not a us versus them, it's a we. So we would like to promote a community of we as we move forward in the sheriff's office in the upcoming election, and vote for me.
All right. Thank you very much. How can people find out more about you and your campaign there?
Well, we have a web page. The website is QuentinForBunkum.com. And you can go there and you can see our platform is laid out. And I would just ask people to go there. I would ask people to contact us. We have an email address. It's QM4Sheriff@gmail.com. And we definitely will respond back as soon as we can. It's been busy times, but we definitely will get back to you as soon as possible. And also, we're having canvassing drives. We have one coming tomorrow in Montpelier.
Tomorrow being Saturday.
Saturday the 24th.
This will play after that.
Yeah, it'll play after that. So yeah. The next one will be March 10th in Black Mountain.
March 10th in Black Mountain.
Yeah, so people come out and support us there.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Quentin, for joining us here in our studio today to talk about yourself and your candidacy and your ideas of how you can improve the policing situation in America and here in Buncombe County.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Thank you for having me.
You bet.